J.J.
Welcome to
Our Village on the Air.
I'm Fred.
I'm Chris.
And I hope everybody out there is snug and warm. It's a little bit colder than it was last week, but still no snow.
It is a little nippy, and son of a gun, we have a tire that's flattening.
We'll get to that
always
later.
Always in the cold weather. We're going to have a really exciting show today, as we always do, we hope. But Alderman Brian Doherty from the 41st Ward is going to be joining us about 10 past the hour. And also Maureen Stebbins, who is an owner of three Curves locations on the north and northwest side of Chicago. We'll be talking about, obviously, two different subjects with these folks, but it should be very interesting.
But these are subjects that have to do with the neighborhood. We're not getting into the international world or even the national world. We're just concerned about the neighborhoods in Chicago. Those are what build the city, so therefore you're going to be hearing things mostly from those areas. And in about a few minutes, we're going to have, as we said, Alderman Doherty. But in the meantime, Chris, did you have something you wanted to say?
Definitely. I always have something to say, especially about our good sponsors and friends of the newspaper. One of the most loyal with us through the years has been Dennis Zabora and his family, who own the Edison Park Inn in Edison Park. And that's in the 41st Ward, actually, on the far northwest side of Chicago. It's a very unique place, and for especially with the football season here and Super Bowl coming up and the Bears game on Sunday, they have a full-service lounge with all sporting events on satellite and cable. For those special occasions when you perhaps want to have a private party, entertaining friends, family, business associates, they have live music, bowling, and billiards on their second floor. So that's kind of a different take on perhaps a private party. They have wood-burning oven pizza, a full menu, and they're open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. You can visit them online at www.edisonparkinn.net. And their location is 6715 North Olmsted, and that's in Edison Park.
Good afternoon, Alderman. This is Fred. How are you today?
Hi, Fred. How's it going?
Very well, sir. We thought we'd give you a call. You're at the in the 41st Ward, and they tell me, and I believe it, certainly, it's one of the best in the city.
Certainly. It's the jewel of the city.
The jewel,
Of the city. Now, that we'll have to put in the paper. The jewel of the city. Well, that's because a lot of it, obviously, is because of you.
Oh, you're too kind.
Probably most of it.
How long have you been an alderman?
16 years. I'm completing my 16th year.
My gosh, you don't look that old. How do you keep in such good shape?
Well, I run a lot, play basketball, and chase after the kids.
Well, that's real good. How is the state of the ward?
Well, it's in a good state, but it can always get better.
Uh-huh. Do you have any areas where you feel that you can really improve upon or are going to try to improve in the next few years?
Yeah, I'm really excited about downtown Nord Park. It's something that we've been working on for a number of years, and a lot of things are coming to fruition. We just completed a task force report, 87-page report that was put together by a number of local chamber members and concerned citizens. Was a year and a half, 2 year process. Kind of lays out a bit of a blueprint for what we want to accomplish. And on top of that, we received funding from some local banks to engage planners from the graduate students from UIC to help us to put in a pamphlet forms and to tweak it and to distribute it. That's exciting. We've got the historical train renovation going on that's been was delayed for a number of years. We just received funding. In fact, we got a check the other day from the state to continue the project. It'll be a historical landmark renovation. It'll be right down in downtown Nord Park. We got a $100 million expansion and renovation of the old Nord Park home, which is now Nord Crossing, which will add about 100 independent living units for seniors. What else we got going on?
Alderman, this is Chris. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Some people may not know exactly where downtown Norwood Park is. Of course, all of us from the area know, but where is it exactly?
Well, I would say that the ground zero would be at Raven and Northwest Highway, located between Nagel and Harlem on Northwest Highway. And then we've got, we just had a couple initiatives, ballots. Nord Park's been dry for a number of years. Two precincts were just voted wet. And we zoned it so they can only go in as a restaurant incidental use, so no taverns or packaged goods stores.
But
so that's bringing a lot of interest for creating some, you know, a restaurant use in the evening down there.
So then a restaurant, for example, even that's in already, could then apply for a license?
Certainly.
Is that how it would work?
Certainly, yes. It's up to the liquor commissioner if they jump through all the hoops. We've got, Sattel has just built half a million dollars each townhomes. We've got another project about a block-long project of retail with condos above from Sattel, which is approved by my local zoning advisory board. We've got brand-new vintage streetlights from an infrastructure menu program going in there. So it's really turning the corner down there.
It should be beautiful.
Yeah.
I read a story in the Tribune just this Sunday.
Yeah.
About how nice it's going to be. Somebody, not Chris, kiddingly said, didn't they print that 20 years ago? Oh, yeah. But there's a difference now.
Well,
Alderman Brian Daugherty is in there, and I mean that. He's a guy that can get it done. He'll push and get the right people to do the right job. And I do believe it's going to be beautiful when you do get it done.
Yeah, it's something we've been working on for a long time, but these type of things don't happen overnight.
No, of course not.
No.
And one concerns we've had, or not, we talked to people. People have concerns. And they're worried about the condominiums. Is there a solid law in place now where if you build a condominium, you have to have so many parking places, and that way it won't overrun a street or take up too many parking areas?
Not by city ordinance. City ordinance is one for one, which is, for today's environment, is not really conducive to helping the parking situation. But my local zoning advisory board and the, you know, the task force, we usually look at coming to 2-to-1 parking if we can, or sometimes even above. You know, the difficulty has always been as a balance, is that you want to increase the intensity of the use, but without destroying the character of the area. So that's something that we're very concerned about when we grant zoning changes, that they got sufficient parking that we can that they'll utilize, so they won't overburden the community.
There's been some concern because of the economics of the country right now that there's going to be a lot of cutbacks here, there. I'm sure you've read all about them. And is that going to affect you or your area as far as cutting back?
I think a lot of the cutbacks might be in social programs. And the cities haven't been receiving a lot of any money from the federal government, and very little from the state. But we've been proactive in City Hall as far as finding new sources of revenue that we can issue bond money to keep up our infrastructure. An example of that is the sale of the Skyway of a couple years ago, which gave us an infusion of cash that we can tap in, and we just didn't spend it all one time. And we're using some of the, you know, the interest money. We're keeping a certain amount of principal in there that we can draw off. So will affect us, yeah, a little, but I don't think it's going to be devastating to what we're trying to accomplish.
Of course, we got the county,
yes.
Cook County.
Yes.
And I think it should be broken up. That's a personal opinion and given back to everybody. But is that going to affect you in any way? Because they do have this outside effect on people, even though they're not part of the town.
You know, most of, you know, their spending, it has to go with you know, with the criminal justice program and with their health. Not that many of my constituents utilize that. I mean, my family in the past, they had to utilize it. It's a necessary thing. I'm not an expert in county government. You know, municipal government is, you know, where I make my bread and butter. But, you know, in my opinion, it was very bloated, and they needed it cut back. How that's going to shake out, that's anybody's guess right now. But they needed to make cutbacks. How severe is the question that they're going to have to answer?
I see. And, well, of course, then there'll be no city taxes that you can see that are going to bother anybody or cause them to get hit in the pocket.
No, you know, the city, I've never voted for a property tax increase because my constituents share an undue burden on that. And also, I'm of the opinion that you got to quit feeding the beast. If you keep on feeding the beast, it's going to keep on wanting more.
That's a good way to put it.
So I don't see that happening. There's a lot going down in Springfield. You know, there's been a change of leadership in Springfield. The other party is controlled. And, you know, this idea of a tax swap for income tax, raise the income tax and lessen the burden of property tax and provide more money for schools, is an issue that's been in the back burner. I think it's coming to the front. And I think that will be something that could lessen the burden on the property tax owners and help our educational system.
That'd be terrific, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, nobody likes it. It's a tough political sell because people by nature don't trust the politicians. But if you consider the state, we're 49 out of 50 in spending for education, and we're 42 in rank of income tax. So I think there's a little maneuverability there.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, you know, you do work for your people more so than any other politician that I know. And I use that word politician because some people don't realize that that's a good word.
Yes.
But they booted it around lately. In business, they say, well, what was he up to? Well, he was political.
Yes.
Well, what does that mean? The guy was probably a crook. Why don't you call him a crook?
You know,
but they love to play this.
Politician is, you know, if you call someone a politician, you call him a statesman, so I don't know, what's the difference? I guess it's took on a bad connotation.
Yes, it has. And I believe that good politicians are great people because they lead, and they lead some pretty tough situations. And you're one of the greatest I know. I feel very good about you. You do a good job, and I'm probably going to see you tomorrow night. You're getting the Man of the Year award.
Yeah, I'm getting honored by the Nord Park Chamber of Commerce, which was a pleasant surprise. And you know, I consider, you know, after working with them, a great honor, and you know, I have my family down there, and my, you know, kids,
it's
and my dad, and
it's a great honor.
A nice, you know, evening, and I got to give them a lot of credit because they've gone through some really tough times in the last few years, and that they stuck together. And you have to understand, you know, they're volunteers; they're just trying to help their community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's no surprise to us that you were chosen, and we're very happy for you. And it's not only the communities of Norwood Park, of course, that appreciate you, but the other areas that you that fall within that 41st ward. That would be Edison Park and part of Edgebrook. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I've got Harlan Foster, and where I live, Oriole Park, Harlan Foster, the O'Hare area.
That's a large ward.
We are the largest geographical ward, and we are the largest population, and
the best.
Well, I like to think so. But part of that is I got great constituents, and we've got a lot of volunteers, a lot of people are involved in the communities that are willing to put their time and effort and volunteer to help the community and to keep us one of the best.
Alderman, how can people help? How can they get involved, or what should they do to get involved?
Well, they should. There's a number of things they can do. They're business people, even in that, they can join their chambers. We got a number of great community, you know, groups. We've got the Edison Park Community Council, the Edgebrook Community Association, the Oriole Park Community Club, the Harlan Park, Harlan Foster Property Association members. These are the type of, you know, individuals and groups that, you know, help. You know, they raise money, they run programs. When there's a problem, they, you know, get together and try to figure out what's the best avenue to work with. And I enjoy working with all of them.
Is there a way they can get into your office and get a piece of paper, flyer of some sort that says these are all the groups that we have.
Yeah,
this is the best way to go. And, be able to talk to you from time to time, a few of them.
Anytime.
I'm sure you get many phone calls.
We average 50, 100 a day. So.
Really?
Oh, my.
My God.
Well,
I thank you. You always let me in. I'm good.
How would they get a hold of you, Alderman, or your staff?
You call my office at any time, 773-792-1991.
And then your office is located on Northwest Highway in Edison Park, right?
6650 Northwest Highway on the first floor.
All right.
And I share offices with Representative McCall, State Representative McCall, and Cook County Commissioner Pete Silvestri.
Very good. Well, we're going to see you tomorrow night.
Okay.
So will you give me your autograph?
Certainly.
Thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy fellow, but I appreciate you giving us this time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You
Thank
have
you.
A good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Such a nice gentleman and a wonderful public servant.
Yeah. He's worked very hard. And, when they're leading, of course, that's the people they throw the bricks at, too. And the poor guy is absolutely a great job. And somebody will always come out and say, yeah, but, you know. But that's the way life goes in all of our lives. And you?
And just in case anyone missed who we were talking to, that was Alderman Brian Doherty,
41st
Ward, which is the very far northwest corner of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And another person who cares out there in the community is a caring concept. If you or a loved one needs help to maintain independence and stay at home, call a caring concept. They'll refer experienced caregivers who will address your specific wants and needs to empower your life. No contract is required. For homemaker companions to nurses' aides to private duty aides, whether live-in or hourly services, a caring concept is number one, with an immediate and personal response to your needs. Let their 38 years of experience in helping people work for you. Call a caring concept today for a free brochure and prepare your home for caregiving. They can be reached at 773-539-6600, and they are online as well, www.acaringconcept.com. But I think the phone number is probably a little more of an efficient way to get through, 773-539-6600. Ask for Dennis Lemke or Laura Hartley, A Caring Concept.
One thing I'd like to remind people, too, is that this radio show goes on to podcast. So you can go through our podcast, and you go to www.ourvillagechicago.com.
Yes, and of course,
this podcast will be on in about a week. So therefore, if you missed the Alderman and wanted to hear back something he had said, you can pick it up there. That's our podcast at www.ourvillagechicago.com.
Yes, and of course, our newspaper, Our Village, is online, along with our podcast, and so people can reference that at any time at that website number. And our phone number at Our Village is 847-675-6127.
And if you want to call here today, it's 1-708-493-1530. That's 708-493-1530.
And we have, as promised, our next guest who's just called in, and she'll be on the phone with us in a second, Maureen Stebbins, who is the owner of three of the Curves locations on the northwest side of Chicago, in Edgebrook, Norwood Park, and Elmwood Park. And Maureen, how are you today?
Well, I'm just fine, thank you.
How nice to hear from you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
In great shape.
Thank you for the opportunity of talking about my favorite subject, Curves and Women's Health.
Oh, yes. How long have you actually been involved in the Curves franchises?
Well, it's been over 4 years. It's hard to believe the time has gone by so quickly, but we opened our first Curves 4 years ago last December. And that's the one that's located in Edgebrook at 5354 West Devon.
Mm-hmm.
Then about a year later, we opened another Curves in Norwood Park at 5854 Northwest Highway. And then 3 years ago, we opened Elmwood Park, which is located at 2840 North Harlem in Elmwood Park.
Yeah, so you have a nice spread of location, but yet, you know, local enough so that people can get to them.
That's right.
And for people, and I know we've been talking about the Curves, you know, on the show for the last month or so, because you've been one of our fine sponsors, not only on our program here, but in our newspaper, and we thank you for that. But I think people have an impression of what Curves is. Of course, it's for women, and it's an exercise outlet, and there's a circuit training that goes into play here. Is that true?
Yes. What we offer is circuit training, and after you've completed our circuit, you've worked out all your major muscle groups, you've had a cardiovascular workout, and then what's important is stretching, and we do that at the very end of the workout. We really, our goal is to make exercise easy and accessible for all women, and we think that taking care of yourself today is not really a luxury. It's something that we need to do and is essential for our health.
Yeah, you know, that is really true, and I think most of us, certainly I am guilty about this, and you and I have talked about this quite often about my getting involved.
Yes, we have.
I am going to do.
Hi, this is Fred.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Fine. How are you today?
I'm just great, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great. Get a date on this, would you? She told me about it. Now I think we're on the air. When can she come in?
Well, I think that's a great idea. Well, let her make a commitment on the air, and then she'll for sure do it.
And on top of that, she'll have to tell you on a weekly or biweekly basis when she comes on the radio how she's doing.
I think that's
and
a great idea.
And she can't say, well, I haven't been there in the last month. Oh, no, that's not going to sell.
No, oh, my goodness, I'm getting cornered here.
So,
well,
when do you want to start?
I think that we should see you sometime next week, Chris.
Well, that sounds good to me. Too.
What
I have to tell you, Fred only says this when he looks at my hips.
No, that's not true at all.
Exercise is good for everything.
It's essential
for your health, too.
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, that's one of the things I know we've talked about through time as well, and some of the things you're going to be approaching with us on the program, because you're going to be a regular contributor to this show and to our newspaper, of course, with just some information for women. And not only women. I mean, men can participate in these points, too.
Yep. But men can't go to your place, right?
No.
That's good. I don't want to go and get beat up. I'd hate to tell somebody I got beat up by two ladies.
But, you know, it is true that exercise, I think they've found more and more now, there's proven fact that exercise can be preventative as well as just to make improvements in your health, not only your figure. You know, we kid about that. But what would you say, you know, the major factors are for the health aspects? I know we've talked about things like high cholesterol, hypertension, diabetes, and bone density and osteoporosis, and that's a little bit of, I think, of what a lot of women after menopause start to experience with bone loss.
About half of the women over age 65 have osteoporosis.
Is that right? Wow.
What's important that women talk with their doctors and get a bone density test done. That's a simple test. Oftentimes it can be done in the doctor's office.
How do they do that? With a blood test? Or?
No, they have a scan and they can scan your bones and from that they can determine how much bone loss you've had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to do that before menopause because this way you have a benchmark that you can keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
But also important to do it when you're younger, even in your early 30s. Women in their early 30s will lose about 1% of their bone density per year until after menopause. And then that jumps to about 3 to 4% of your bone density is lost after menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And there probably are about 1.5 million fractures each year in the hip and spine and wrist from osteoporosis. And we often hear of women who are shrinking, but in reality, they have their bone density in their vertebrae. Their vertebrae is shrinking, mm-hmm. and therefore it appears that they are shrinking also. So
yeah.
The strength training is very, very important. Not only the resistance training will help strengthen the existing bone, but it actually can stimulate and form new bone, so we can see how important that is for women's health.
Yeah, so it can be reversed, maybe not entirely, but it certainly helps, and it keeps it from getting worse
Yes, and it can stop the loss of the bone, and indeed, in many cases, it can increase bone density.
Well, that's wonderful. And this is something I know that you know, a lot of us need to take care of, and just general health to make sure that we all stay our strongest and most agile that we can as we age, which all of us will do eventually. But you know, we appreciate so much your contributing.
There's one thing I'd like to contribute. May I?
Yes.
Is
that all right with you?
Certainly.
Okay. I know shrinkage is bad. I know that. However, there's one thing I think you kind of left out. That everything we do in our life is a habit. I smoke you. That's terrible. It's a habit. I overeat sometimes. That's a habit. And I think if you're going to get in shape, and this goes back many, many years, but when I was a young man and had to get in shape for certain sports, I had to train, which means I had to get the habit going. I couldn't do this once in a while, you know, and well, I'm going to. No, I had to say every Tuesday or every Thursday or Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, I'm going to go out and I got to run my 3 miles, do this, this, and this. I think this is the most important thing, is to get your brain, the psychology, saying, it's a habit, I've got to do it. And that's where you come in.
Because
there's nothing more boring than to run 3 miles by yourself. You just run out of songs to sing and things to think about. Or there's nothing more boring than to go into a place and work out by yourself. You don't have anybody around. You could be doing something wrong. This is the biggest thing, I think, is people have got to call you and say, listen, I want to get on a habit of getting in better shape. And once they accept that, I think they'll win.
And how do they get in touch with you, Maureen?
They can call us at any of our three curves, and I'll be glad to give you the numbers.
Please
our Edgebrook
okay.
curve, and again, that's Central and Devon, mm-hmm. is 773-763-0563. Our Norwood Park curves on Northwest Highway, that number is 773-792-9081. And Elmwood Park on Harlem is 708-452-7973.
Very good, Maureen. Listen, thank you so much. And yes, I will be in next week. And yes, I will report as to how I'm doing.
You have a good day, and I will deliver her.
Okay, we're going to make you accountable, Chris.
Oh, boy.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Maureen.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Oh, what a lovely lady, and she really is so dedicated, and I'll tell you, she looks terrific.
Yeah, she is.
She's a good inspiration. I'll tell you, this is another way, talking about just basic health, how this all kind of lends itself to exercise and healthy eating. Try to lose weight or improve your overall health. If you're trying to lose weight or improve your overall health, then try Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. You'll be glad you did. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating offers freshly prepared, portion-controlled, healthy meals that can be delivered to your home or office. Imagine no planning or shopping or cooking. Seattle Sutton's meals are low in fat, calories, and cholesterol, and sodium restricted and caffeine, no trans fat. So if you want to call them at 800-442-DIET or visit Seattle Sutton online at seattlesutton.com to order today. Now, I do want to mention that Sylvia French, who is the owner of two of the Seattle Sutton locations in Chicago, one is located at 4824 North Damon in the thriving Lincoln Square neighborhood, and that's right at the border of Ravenswood and Lincoln Square, and one in Edgewater at 5244 North Sheridan Road, will be visiting with us next week to talk about Seattle Sutton and what benefits there are to ordering food from them and how you can help yourself to not only lose weight but to also maintain your health. So we'll be looking forward to hearing from Sylvia French next week. In the meantime, please call her at 773-271-5244. That's 773-271-5244. That's Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating.
After today, you should be completely healthy. Right? Work up to it. But we're going to do that. We're going to take and get a time and a date, and Chris is going to go out and work out, and then we'll report it once a week.
Yes, okay. We will. Yes, we will. I'm
won't,
stuck
won't
now.
Won't that be fun for us?
I'll have to have some moral support. Next week, we'll have Richard Eisenhardt.
I'll give you the moral support, but go ahead.
And a boot in the rear. next week, don't forget, folks, we have Richard Eisenhardt joining us. Richard has been reviewing local Chicago theater for us for the past few years, and very, very knowledgeable, entertaining fellow in the field of theater, live theater.
And a generally nice person.
Wonderful fellow. He's been going to the theater since he's been 5 years old.
That's right.
And he's about our age now.
And he knows. He knows a lot about it. He knows the people.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that he'll be from time to time being able to call in and give us tips on what's happening in the theater.
Uh-huh. That's right. And Bosley, the King of the Canines, will be with us. And as we mentioned, Sylvia French will be calling in from Seattle Sutton. And I just made a big bang on the table and made an echo. In the meantime, folks, if you need glasses or an eye exam, don't forget Birch Optical at 5489 North Milwaukee Avenue. That's in Gladstone Park in Chicago. Their 69th anniversary of a family-owned business. Ask for their $25 off complete set of eyewear when you go in if you mention our program. That's Birch Optical. Their phone number is 773-775-3300.
I guess that's it. You all have a good week. I guess everybody's going to be rooting for the Bears, or most everybody, and they'll probably win again.
Unless,
I think they might go to the
Super
Bowl.
Unless you're from New Orleans.
No, well, or Boston.
Or Boston.
Have a good week.
Bye, folks.
Make me feel so young.